From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections, and they accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, said, "Never before has an American president so clearly ignored such a grave threat and a growing threat to U.S. national security." He said that unless action is taken, Russian interference will mar American elections this year and in 2020. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He spoke by telephone on Wednesday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and then spoke to reporters at a cabinet meeting after the phone call.
We'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
At a news conference in Seoul earlier on Wednesday, Moon said his approach, which entails reducing tensions through dialogue and engagement, differs from Trump's emphasis on pressuring the Kim Jong-un government with sanctions and the threat of military force. Moon said South Korea wants to pursue denuclearization without risking a devastating war with North Korea that would put at risk millions of Koreans on both sides of the border. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports tens of thousands of Rohingya children are living under appalling prison-like conditions, with little or no access to basic services in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 655,000 Rohingya have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, since the end of August to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine State. About half of those are children. UN Children's Fund senior advisor Marixi Mercado recently returned from a month-long visit to Myanmar. She says basic living conditions and access to life-saving services urgently need to be improved. She says children are also suffering from an inability to get a decent education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In a rare admission of guilt, Myanmar's military says its security forces were responsible for the deaths of 10 Rohingya found in a mass grave. Myanmar's Defense Ministry Information Office released a statement Wednesday saying its forces had killed 10 suspected terrorists whose remains were found in a mass grave in northern Rakhine State. The Defense Ministry said it will take action against the perpetrators involved in those killings and those in charge of security forces in Rakhine State. Armed men attempted to kidnap a Pakistani journalist early Wednesday on a busy road in Islamabad, but he managed to escape. Taha Siddiqui, who works mostly with foreign media outlets, has previously faced harassment and threats related to his work. He suspects this was another attempt to silence him. He spoke to reporters about the incident. He said the assailants were well-dressed and spoke fluent English. He said he was on his way to the airport in a taxi when armed men in two cars surrounded his taxi after forcing it to stop. The White House said Wednesday it is outrageous that a U.S. federal judge ordered President Trump to keep in place a program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said an issue of this magnitude must go through the normal legislative process. She said Trump is committed to the rule of law and will work with members of both parties to reach a permanent solution to the problem. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.